Guelph has always been a community where people look out for one another, but since the pandemic, the city has faced some of its toughest challenges yet. The cost of living has skyrocketed while mental health concerns have made daily life even more difficult for many. To get a clearer picture of what's happening on the ground, MP Lloyd Longfield and his team interviewed members of 40 community organizations, those working each day to tackle housing and food insecurity, mental health and addictions challenges, and poverty head-on. MP Lloyd Longfield says, "We listened to their stories, learned about the successes, and just as importantly, we heard what challenges still stand in the way. We've seen a significant change since COVID, and that change continues. There are areas of the community that need continued attention, including higher rates of poverty and mental health and addictions challenges." The community assessment outlines the conversations, highlighting both the progress made and the action still required to build a strong, more resilient Guelph. Changes on the front lines. Guelph's community organizations are seeing demand for services surging. MP Longfield says, "At the end of the day, communities are run by volunteers, the people on the front lines who work in the different areas. When they deliver services, they can ask themselves, what are we trying to do, what is important to us, how can the federal government help us? The strength of our society is how well we can handle challenges together." There were 5 key areas identified in the report, which include: housing costs have been outpacing income for decades. In 2019, the average price of a house in Guelph was $535,000, and today, the average price for a house is $780,000. In 2019, the average rent was $819, while in 2025, the average price for rent has more than doubled to $1,957. The good news is that 100% of housing-related organizations have either completed or are working on a project. However, donations are down, and government funding is often short-term. Mental health and addictions challenges are exacerbated by housing, food, and employment insecurity. But on the positive side, mental health organizations are seeing a growth in supports. Staff retention has been difficult, but the federal government is playing a greater role in expanding services and increased training. Food insecurity has increased over the past 5 years. The average family of 4 in Guelph must now spend $315 a week to buy a nutritious basket of food, while 1 in 4 children live in food insecure households. The good news is that there is a strong collaboration among the service providers in who work together despite insufficient government funding and lower donations. MP Longfield says, "What stood out for me was how important collaboration is between the organizations. Guelph has a strong environmental track record of being proactive in implementing various sustainability initiatives, such as increasing the use of electric vehicles, expanding the cycling network, and promoting waste reduction with a goal of net zero carbon by 2050. MP Longfield says, "Federal funding has had the biggest impact on the ability of organizations to expand their services and develop research. Guelph has a diverse economy and a strong foundation with a mix of industries, but the unemployment rate is inching upward. More than 2/3 of organizations in this sector have strengthened their community connections and partnerships." Respondents credit the federal government for giving them the tools to grow, but they say funding needs to be more streamlined. Bringing people together. MP Longfield believes that people should be looking for accountability and that the federal government should be bringing people together. When the federal government brings people together, we establish a vision and framework and create larger objectives. For example, the framework of ending homelessness is that we need to provide funding, ensure the right people are at the table, and ensure that whatever we're doing is reaching everybody that needs to be reached. MP Longfield adds that what we're seeing south of the border is just the opposite. The president is doing things on his own. He's not consulting Congress. He's not consulting with elected officials. He's not consulting with anyone. He's just doing these things that make no sense to anyone except him. The report suggests the need for more flexible federal supports. MP Longfield says, "The findings in this report will help us come back to the federal government to show that we need help in these areas that people on the front lines have identified as needing improvement." Government funding has helped these organizations grow, but there is too much reliance on short-term funding, forcing organizations to constantly chase their next grant instead of focusing on a long-term impact, and the maze of funding streams makes it difficult to navigate resources efficiently. The report goes beyond statistics, offering real insights and recommendations to guide community partners and policymakers. MP Longfield says, "I'm optimistic it will spark crucial conversations to push for a more responsive and compassionate system." Strong community spirit. The community assessment paints a vivid picture of Guelph as a city tested by hardship but defined by resilience. The pandemic exacerbated instability while shaking the foundations of support systems. It highlights the power of connection and collaboration, and innovative approaches to mental health and addiction challenges. Despite these hurdles, the report underscores a community's resilience, where partnerships, adaptability, and commitment continue to drive meaningful change. MP Longfield says, "That's something that needs to be shared with other communities. Guelph has a strong community spirit which helps us be the kind of community where people are trying to make a difference and people are participating. At 63%, we have one of the highest volunteer participation rates in Canada." The report shows there are huge challenges, but it also underscores that we need help. We need people to get engaged and to help. If citizens don't become engaged, then you will get someone who will solve the problems for them, and that's what the US is seeing right now. The community assessment is a testament to the strength and adaptability of Guelph and underscores the importance of continued collaboration and innovation to address ongoing and future challenges. Contact MP Lloyd Longfield at 519-837-8276. Email lloyd.longfield@parle.gc.ca. Go online here to view the full community assessment.